feel super behind, but like the Apple Pencil is a total game changer.
Mm. Very okay. happy for you.
Are you ready for this, Tom?
I'm ready. Hit it.
All right. So this one is one that I found a little while ago, and I knew that as soon as I saw it, I think it came up on my YouTube feed. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, this is the next one. It's gotta be. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre until you kind of analyze it a little bit further, and then you're like, oh, it kind of makes sense. But we'll see if you can get it. You might be able to guess it too at some point.
Also, welcome to Blind Duet. I'm Tom. This is Ben. You just skipped that whole thing.
What's up, Blind Duet fans?
It's too late. It's too late.
All right. So this story starts, it's pretty recent, starts about a year ago, and it starts on the Triple J radio show, which you may be familiar with. They have a segment that's pretty popular called Like a Virgin. Have you seen these before?
Yeah, I watched a lot of these.
I knew. I figured. So for those of you that don't know, it's a series where a radio show that's also is also a YouTube video specifically for this Like a Virgin segment, where they have bands and artists perform covers in their own style of other artists. Some of the most well-known ones, like the number one one, is probably Childish Gambino doing So Into You by Tamia. Super famous one that everyone loves. And my personal favorite is actually from a band called the Dirty Projectors. And they do Dirty Projectors do a cover of Climax by Usher.
Oh, yes. I've seen both of those. And the Dirty Projectors one is brilliant.
Yeah, they're both really cool. It's a cool concept. I didn't know they were still doing it, to be honest. I hadn't seen any of it pop up in a while, but this one was from last year. And so if you haven't checked those out, for those listeners that haven't, Triple J YouTube series Like a Virgin is pretty awesome. So these Like a Virgin things are only covers, though, so they don't actually qualify as great duets. The artists are not performing together. They're just performing covers of other artists. However, the instance that we're looking at today is a relationship that goes beyond the cover. So it's actually an instance where, unlike most of these videos, this one actually, the artists ended up performing together in a live show, which I'll explain further.
Racking my brain. I'm sure I know this, but I'm drawing a blank. I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure you do know this. And the only other hint, well, there's a couple other hints I'll give you, but one hint, I almost feel like you mentioned this in the time since I've told you that I was going to do one, and that you were brought up something that hinted at, and I was like, oh man, is he looking at the same great moment that I'm looking at? And I didn't say anything about it, but okay. Some more backstory. I think when they actually do the radio show, they might also have an accompanying interview with the artists. But this one has like a separate video with a much longer interview with the band, which I'm revealing it is a band. And it actually turns out that it's the 30-year anniversary of this band forming. And I know by me saying that, when you find out who this band is, it will make us feel like we are 100 years old. Because it turns out they actually formed in the year that I was born, which I didn't realize until doing some research. Now, they did not gain popularity 30 years ago. However, they did form 30 years ago, which to me is kind of mind-blowing because I didn't even know that they existed until I was a little bit older. I will also say that this song is pretty out of character for this band to play. It's a much more complex song than they're usually playing, and they even mentioned that in the interview, that something as simple as like the drum beat and the different sections was very different for them to perform. And the song, like I also think that the meaning of the song is definitely, they're definitely kind of like making it a simpler meaning for the song to fit their style.
Oof.
And in the true spirit of the origin of Blind Duet, this song does turn into a mashup of sorts as the band decides at the second half of the song to kind of do almost feels like a reprise of one of their classic jams that we all know and many of us love.
Okay. All right. Okay. Pause. I'm going to take Oh, no. No, that doesn't make sense at all anymore. I've been trying to think of I've just been trying to remember who I know has been on like a version and who was who, like older bands, one that formed in 1990. Can I 20 questions really quick?
Yeah, you can, not 20, but you can.
No, I want to ask like a couple of questions. Is it a punk band?
No.
Oh, man. All right. You might just keep going with whatever your script is, because I'm
okay. So, as far as I know, in the research that I could do, this is the only time that one of these like a version things has gone on to actually become a performance with the two playing together. Other quick hints: this band, I did not know this, but it's amazing. They've sold over 30 million albums. They have 1 billion streams, billion views on YouTube. They've released over 70 albums, which is insane.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't think I know.
18 gold, 13 platinum, 3 double platinum, and 10 multi platinum awards. That's for the main band that's doing the cover.
Wow.
The
other,
the duet partner will. I don't want to give it away. We're focusing mostly on the main band.
Okay, I think you've this must be, I mean, clearly like total A-list superstar.
It's A-list superstar in some ways. Once you figure out who it is, it's going to be kind of funny.
You're totally throwing me off with 70 albums.
That blew me away. I just researched that and I couldn't believe that any band had released 70 albums.
A lot of live stuff and, you know, compilation recordings and really stretching the repertoire out into 70 albums. So
yeah, and to be fair, I think it said, and this might give it away a little bit more, but I think it said 70 albums and DVDs. So maybe some of these albums are actually more video based, like concert recording type things. But I wanted to make it more dramatic.
Okay, DVD. All right.
I mean, it's 1991, right?
Like I've got a couple guesses. I just need to get out of the way.
Okay.
It's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
Is it?
No, actually, one of my all-time favorite duets of all time is when I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers perform with the Meters at Voodoo Fest in 2006 or 2007. It was insane.
That was probably very fun.
But I don't have video of it to add it to the show.
But those stats, those are diamond tier stats. So I'm going to say Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Good guess. Not them. Wow. Not even close. Though in some ways, now that I think about it, they are kind of, when the band gets revealed, you'll see how they actually are strangely similar to like a bizarro version of Earth, Wind, and Fire, maybe.
Oh, what am I talking about? Earth, Wind, and Fire, this band formed in 1990. Earth, Wind, and Fire is like
from 1991. Yeah, they're way older. Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
Are you ready? Ready. Are you ready for the reveal?
Yeah. Are you gonna just play me the song?
I'm gonna just send you the song.
Okay. It's the Wiggles. For the fun of it, he knows that she's dreaming about being loved by him. Dude, what am I watching?
Isn't this like super bizarre?
Whoa. Look at these dance moves. What? This is first ballot Hall of Fame collaboration.
Right? Should we let the listeners know now too? I guess they've seen the title. However, the official duet is that it is The Wiggles featuring Kevin Parker, who you may know as Tame Impala, and they're performing the Tame Impala song Elephant, which amazing song, and as I was saying, very out of character for the Wiggles. They're making this song like more of a kid song for about like an elephant, but I don't think that's really what the song is about. When I like looked at the lyrics, there's some other things suggested in there that are definitely not just about an elephant.
Are you going to elaborate?
Yeah, it seemed like I just sort of like read some of it. It's obviously more metaphoric for who the elephant is. And it's also in times about, part of it is about moving forward and not looking back at who you used to be, I think. And so there's something more about the elephant is someone who he's like confident in who he is and doesn't think about who he used to be. And so like it's an admiration of this confidence in being who you are, which I guess is still like a good message overall to the kids. But I don't, I mean, they're just thinking about it as an elephant. Just to kind of elaborate more visually, there's literally the bass player is like wearing this bizarre elephant hat in the video. There's also like a blow up elephant guy running around. It's at a children's, this is a live, their live tour in April of this, of 2022. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's weird, man. It was super weird when I saw it.
The chords aren't, like I said, pleasant. They're very dark, doomy.
No, and
chords.
The recording, the other thing that's a little bit weird is that like the guitar is super dry, like
so clean
on this recording, which is a little bit weird. It's like DI electric guitar that the guy is playing. Another thing that's interesting too is that if you look closely and you are at all familiar with the cast of characters that is the Wiggles, it's not the original Wiggles that are performing with Kevin Parker.
No,
so
I think
the original Wiggles
hung up their turtlenecks like in the early 2000s.
They did, except that they are in the Triple J. So on the Triple J recording, one of the things that was cool about the interview that I was listening to is that the original Red Wiggle, who I believe's name is Murray. Let me double check that.
I love how much you know about the Wiggles now. And I love that the Wiggles were on Triple J.
Yeah, that Murray. Murray Cook is his name.
So unexpected.
Murray Cook, yeah, he's the original Red Wiggle, the guitar playing Wiggle. He actually joined for the Triple J recording. So he's playing guitar on that recording. And it was a big deal for him because he hadn't performed with the band in a while. It was some of the other newer members, I believe, that were performing with him. But it was cool that he got to do that and represent. Because I think from the interview, it says something like he was cool with the person who was doing who hosts the radio show. So they like kind of asked him to do it. And he went back and played guitar. So it's not him playing guitar in the video, but it is him playing guitar on the Like a Virgin Triple J
gotcha.
Radio show.
I have to go back and watch it. I don't remember that one. If I saw it, I didn't click on it. So yeah. I'm going to go do my
homework. And as you can
now.
See, like they've also added a lot of new members. They wanted to add some more diversity to the group, which is nice. There's definitely a more diverse group of Wiggles now. It's not just all dudes like it used to be. And I was thinking about what their connection is to Kevin Parker. And the connection is that they're all from Australia. That's about all I can realize, that they're all Australian. The Wiggles, again, like I was saying, they started in 1991, again, the year that I was born. And they were doing stuff around Australia. And then in the early 2000s is when they actually got popular, got their own TV show. And that's kind of when we learned about them. And I do feel like to kids, maybe that they are, to some kids, that's their Earth, Wind & Fire. You know what I mean? It's kind of a similar concept of like a bunch of people that are singing and playing instruments, and there's dancing, there's a lot of people on stage. Like it is kind of a bizarre version of Earth, Wind & Fire in a way. Definitely not as groovy.
I appreciate you stretching this bridge. Like, is so close. You're so close to building this bridge between Earth, Wind & Fire and the Wiggles. I'm sure if we spent enough time on this case study, we could figure it out. But to
yeah,
me,
like
they are
alternate
not
universe.
Very... No.
It's an alternate universe version of Earth, Wind & Fire in a really bizarre way. Everyone's singing. Everyone's playing instruments. Everyone's dancing. The people worship... Like, the kids worship this band. Like, just, you know, they're...
Yeah, how many, like a, how many millions of albums sold?
30 million albums sold, which is like, we're talking about physical albums here.
Yeah.
When they say 30 million, because they also specify the number of streams, which in a way is kind of low, I have to say, just not in any kind of admonishing way towards the Wiggles. But 1 billion streams, like, I mean, Post Malone, Drake, Justin Bieber have multiple songs with billions of streams. So the fact that the Wiggles,
you're really doubling down here, really doubling down. First you compared them to Earth, Wind & Fire, and now you're just putting them head to head with Post Malone and Justin Bieber.
I mean, it's an unfortunate reality that we live in where that is the benchmark, or that is a standard that is being set as far as what makes you a superstar. But
I can't believe that I was probably so close to uncovering this when I picked the Wiggles for Bad Duet, I guess, in that last episode.
That's what it was. I knew there was something that came up and you said the Wiggles. And I was like, shoot, I hope he doesn't know that that's my next one.
Ginuwine. You can pair him with Bret Michaels or the Wiggles.
Definitely the Wiggles. Absolutely the Wiggles. I didn't actually, there's one other thing I wanted to say too. So I had mentioned earlier that they throw in a classic jam. Yeah, so they do it in the middle. So if you go to like 140 or 135.
All right, I'm going to listen.
Fruit salad.
Fruit salad.
Oh, it's fruit salad. No way.
Yeah. Specifically, wow. Murray mentioned in the interview, he was like, yeah, we can just fit that song anywhere. So I thought that was awesome.
Man, just like, I can't believe we've brought up Fruit Salad by the Wiggles in two out of the last three episodes of this podcast. It's like our first anthem. It's Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
For some kids, I think, like, I mean, we were a little bit older, I think, when the Wiggles came out. Not to age ourselves too much, but we definitely are not prime Wiggles age. I guess unless we were like in Australia at their more underground Wiggles concerts when they were playing smaller venues. But when the Wiggles got popular in the US, we definitely were a little bit too old. I know we have younger siblings that probably were more into it than we were. I don't know, was your brother into it? Was Dan?
No,
shout out to Dan.
I don't think so. Maybe a little bit, actually.
I don't think my little sister was into it either.
I'll ask him.
I feel like she watched it a little bit, but it wasn't like enough that she was a fan. But she definitely knows Fruit Salad. I mean, everybody knows Fruit Salad. Oh man, that is pretty funny though. That like they just made a song that's just like four words and it's a jam.
Yeah, well, they go through all the fruit in the original Fruit Salad. Yeah.
I thought it was just Fruit Salad, yummy, yummy. Which that's also, again, parallel to Justin Bieber. Maybe that's where he got that song Yummy from.
Yeah, Ben, that's definitely it.
I mean, he's younger than us. He was probably more of a Wiggles fan than we are.
This episode is going off the rails because now I'm going to send you the original Fruit Salad. It is instructional on how to create, how recipe? To build a fruit salad. Oh, yes.
So it's actually just a recipe that they made into a song for a dish that is simply cutting up fruit and putting it in a bowl.
Yeah, go to like 50 seconds on this video.
To be a fruit salad treat, the first step, peel your bananas. The second step, toss in some grapes.
Oh, it does say the steps. It definitely does have like an Elvis-y kind of a man, what a song.
So there was an interview with the Wiggles about this. Has there been like a Tame Impala interview response?
No, as far as I could find, he had not really made much of a mention of it aside from just performing with them at that one video performance.
Still pretty sweet.
Yeah. The interview is more, like I said, on the Triple J show, and it's just with Murray and Emma Watkins.
Emma Watkins, the first female Wiggle.
Yeah, but I think that was also part of it because I think she's no longer with the Wiggles either. And so it was a big deal that Emma and Murray were back together for this 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Man, what a good pick. The Wiggles are becoming a weird thematic element to our podcast.
I mean, if Murray's down to do a
or Emma, shit.
If they're down to do a duet, I think that would be pretty cool.
Holy shit, what a good idea.
Just reach out.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely a fan. Like, I got to say that, or like, I definitely am like an admirer of them in a way. You know, I think anybody that does like, that really commits to children's music is like, that's an admirable thing to do.
Oh yeah, 100%.
especially like back before it was things. I was like, I don't know how I feel. I mean, I don't want to start any beef, but I don't know how I feel about Blippi. I don't even know if he's really singing or what he's doing, but I've heard from, I don't have any kids, but like, I've heard from some other parents that are a little suspicious of Blippi and his like Blippi Lamborghini and all that stuff.
I don't know this character.
It's because you don't know anyone that has kids. If you know anyone that has like young toddler age kids, he's like a YouTube sensation, Blippi.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole too much because I have heard that some kids are like addicted to it, and I was like, I don't know if I want to.
Wow. All right. Well, we're gonna start our music investigation podcast.
Yeah, the Wiggles were doing this like, I mean, they've done it for 30 years, right? Like they were in the game for back when there was no YouTube. There was no, like, they were just doing. There's a picture on their website of them, and it's just like a tarp that says like the Wiggles, and they have like acoustic guitars, and there's like a bunch of kids on the floor. It's like a film photo. I was like, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, they have.
So much respect to the Wiggles.
And that explains all those DVD sales. What do the people need to know?
If you're listening to the podcast, leave us a review. You can now rate podcasts on both Spotify and Apple Music. So go ahead and give us 5 stars if you're digging it.
Follow us on Instagram at Blind Duet Pod. You can also email us if you want to participate or nominate a musician to come on Blind Duet. You can email us at blindduetpod@gmail.com.
Also, feel free to send us your great moments in duet history. If you have any and you're really digging what we're doing, feel free to send over some of your own examples of your favorite duets, and maybe we will talk about them.
Yeah, I'm running out of ideas, so that'd be great.
Subscribe to our YouTube page so when we release more stuff, you'll know about it. If you're into notifications, you can always ring the bell. We don't post a lot right now, but we're getting there. And leave a comment. We'll definitely respond.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right. That has been a great moment in duet history.
Follow Blind Duet on Instagram and Twitter at Blind Duet Pod. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please send a brief bio along with links to your work to blindduetpod@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Blind Duet is brought to you in part by the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund. We would also like to thank the Music and Culture Coalition of New Orleans for their support.